Welcome to The Deep Dive, your shortcut to being truly well-informed. Today we're looking at something interesting, how big cultural places, institutions like the Kennedy Center are changing things up, how they're trying to connect with communities in, well, totally new ways. So our mission here is to unpack their recent big push, this deliberate move to expand family-friendly programming. And one thing in the sources really jumped out, a free Christian film screening. Okay, let's get into it. We've got this stack of materials, articles, notes, research, all about the Kennedy Center's new direction. We're going to dive deep into what this actually means for families and maybe for culture more broadly.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here isn't just that they're doing it, but how. You have this, you know, world-renowned institution actively responding to what seems like subtle shifts in society. They're working, really working, to reflect a wider range of community values. So we'll pull out the key bits, the why behind this change, the specifics of the programming, what it could mean for other public institutions, and what's coming next.
Right, the why. That seems crucial. I mean, the Kennedy Center already has this huge reputation for performing arts.
Yeah.
But this feels like a very conscious step towards more family stuff. The source is making clear it's not just like an afterthought. It's a focused effort. Mm-hmm. They want to create spaces that feel genuinely inclusive, safe, welcoming, mm-hmm. really trying to build community connection.
Exactly. And it ties into a bigger trend.
Ah, okay. What do the data show there?
Well, their internal reports point to a, quote, notable shift in demand for this kind of programming. Across the board, really, in cultural institutions, families aren't just looking for a fun afternoon, necessarily.
They want something more.
Yeah, seems like it. Meaningful activities, real quality time, maybe some learning opportunities, shared experiences, you know, things that stick.
And the free screening, specifically the sources, really hammered this point home, how that lowers the barrier.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge for access. It potentially brings in people who maybe never thought the Kennedy Center was, well, for them. It's not just a nice perk. It seems quite strategic in reaching different communities.
So it connects to this bigger idea of making the arts relevant.
Profoundly relevant, I'd say, and accessible. It's about fostering maybe a love for learning, something that could last a lifetime. These initiatives, the sources show they do more than just entertain. They're set up to like bridge generations.
And bridge generations. How so?
By creating common ground, shared interests, things families can talk about together. They also make things more accessible for diverse audiences, tackling barriers that came up in their own surveys, plus, you know, promoting communication within families and even contributing to kids' development, cognitive, emotional, through exposure to different ideas and arts.
Okay, so let's zoom in on that specific example you mentioned earlier, the Christian film screening, Faith in Action it's called.
That's the one.
And the sources suggest it wasn't just like picked out of a hat. There was a reason behind choosing that film.
Right. It seems it was chosen for its, well, its uplifting message, sure, but also because it tells a modern story about community support, finding strength together, themes that really line up with the center's goal of connecting people through shared values. It's about a young family dealing with tough times, finding strength in their faith, and, importantly, their community connections.
And the timing.
It's set for the weekend of November 10th to 12th, 2023. Multiple showtimes, trying to make it easy for people to attend.
And crucially, they stress it's for everyone. Inclusive, engaging, no matter your personal beliefs.
Yes, and that single screening, it kind of serves as a microcosm. You know, it shows their broader commitment to what they're calling narrative diversity. The sources really emphasize that including Christian films for certain programs is part of a deliberate strategy, a commitment to diverse narratives and themes, trying to connect with the different family values, different traditions.
So it's not just about showing a movie.
No, definitely not. They're curated. The aim is to inspire, maybe uplift, spark some thoughtful discussion about, you know, big life themes, foster dialogue, understanding between different groups, a space where, as one source put it, faith and artistry merge, creates a unique spot for reflection.
Interesting phrasing. Faith and artistry merge.
It leads us to think more broadly, then, about faith-based content in public spaces generally. Is this becoming more common?
What did the sources indicate on that?
They suggest it's becoming maybe an essential component for organizations trying to genuinely reflect all the values in their community. The idea is that integrating these narratives, when it's done thoughtfully, helps create an inclusive environment. Diverse cultural expressions aren't just tolerated, they're acknowledged, maybe even celebrated. Public institutions as a mirror of society. This kind of programming enhances that reflection, shows more of the picture.
Makes sense. Helps people connect, maybe see their own experiences reflected or understand others better, broadens that understanding of cultural identity. But were there any mentions of, like, challenges, making sure it resonates equally well with everyone, especially with faith being potentially sensitive?
That's a really good point. The sources do touch on that. The key challenge, and what seems to be their focus, is finding stories. Stories that, okay, maybe have a specific origin, like a faith tradition, but touch on universal human things, hope, resilience, community.
Things everyone can relate to on some level.
Exactly. And they tie this into the educational mission, too. These films can offer a unique way to explore moral questions, ethical dilemmas, drawing inspiration from different traditions, but ideally in a non-dogmatic way. It raises that interesting question, doesn't it? How do these diverse cultural experiences actually deepen a community's connection to core values? Things like compassion, forgiveness, perseverance, regardless of the specific story.
Right. So it's not just about the screening itself. It's about building community around it.
Mm.
And the sources mentioned, they're actively trying to make sure this programming lands well, seeking feedback.
Oh, yes, definitely. They're not just guessing. They use surveys, pretty well-structured ones, to get the numbers, what genres people like, what activities, quantitative stuff.
Okay, standard practice.
But what seemed really significant in the reports were the focus groups. That's where they get the richer qualitative insights.
The deeper conversations.
Precisely. And apparently through those, they found this unexpected interest in programs about, like, interfaith dialogue, exploring shared values, stuff you wouldn't get from a checkbox survey.
That dialogue element seems key.
It fosters what one source called a collaborative atmosphere. Mm. People feel heard, feel valued, like they're part of shaping it, not just, you know, data points.
And how do they make sure they're hearing from everyone, getting diverse voices into those focus groups, into the surveys?
Good question. They have these outreach initiatives. They're partnering strategically with local schools, different religious organizations, community groups, trying to expand their reach, make sure they're not just hearing from the usual suspects.
And those partnerships, especially with local churches and faith groups, the sources seem to highlight those. You said it gets really interesting there.
Yeah, that synergy is powerful. It's not just about getting the word out, though that's part of it. These collaborations lead to, well, lots of different opportunities.
Like what?
Well, mobilizing volunteers, for one. Churches often have people willing to help out at events. They also help with outreach through their own networks, reaching people the center might not easily reach. But it's more than just logistics. These partnerships are apparently sparking new ideas for programming, too.
Oh, like post-film discussions.
Exactly. Or maybe workshops, discussions led by local faith leaders that add context to the films. It deepens the whole experience, makes it more than just watching a movie, turns it into something shared, something that resonates more.
So they've got the programming ideas, the community feedback loop. How are they actually getting people in the door? Marketing.
It seems pretty comprehensive. They're definitely using social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, not just posting ads, but trying to create engaging stuff, polls, testimonials, stories about the impact.
The digital side.
Right. But they haven't ditched traditional methods either. Flyers, banners, billboards, and key spots, even working with local radio.
Covering all the bases.
Seems like it. That mix of digital and traditional, plus the ongoing community outreach. It's all designed to maximize visibility, catch the eye of families who maybe aren't already regulars at the Kennedy Center.
Okay, so looking beyond this specific film screening, what's next? The sources mentioned broader plans for family engagement.
Yes, the vision is definitely bigger. It's about creating this really vibrant hub for families, using arts and culture to build community.
So more than just films.
Oh, yeah. They're planning interactive workshops, hands-on stuff, visual arts, music, dance, mm-hmm. focused on expression, building skills, doing it together.
Sounds engaging.
Then more live performances, too. Plays, concerts, but specifically tailored for younger audiences. Featuring diverse stories, different cultural narratives, but always weaving in themes that connect with family values.
And an educational piece.
Uh-huh. Educational sessions, talks, demos, exploring different aspects of the arts, creating chances for artists and families to actually talk, maybe understand the creative process a bit more.
It sounds like a really holistic approach.
I think that's the goal, a comprehensive vision for how a major cultural place can really be a central part of family life, fostering that engagement through all sorts of arts experiences.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive here, it seems pretty clear this free Christian film screening, while specific, is actually a really significant move. It's not just a one-off event, but a concrete example of this bigger commitment the Kennedy Center is making to community engagement. Mm-hmm. It's about providing these richer experiences for families, right?
Yeah.
Offering quality time, cultural exchange.
And critically, breaking down those financial barriers, making it genuinely inclusive.
Yeah, that access piece feels vital.
And that's why participation matters so much. We'd really encourage families, you know, if you're listening, check out these upcoming events. Don't just go to enjoy them, though hopefully you will, but also engage in that conversation. Give feedback.
Let them know what works, what resonates.
Exactly. Your voice really does help shape what comes next, helps ensure the programming actually connects with what the community values. It's essential.
So maybe the final thought to leave folks with is, what does all this mean for the future, not just for the Kennedy Center, but for cultural institutions everywhere? How might this kind of blend, digging deep into community values, telling diverse stories, making it truly accessible, how might that change what it means for us to experience art together?